following is an exclusive presentation of the Carolina Panthers and the National Football League. Caution, this is a work zone. The Carolina Panthers are doing everything possible to find some consistency. Through it all, the mantra remains the same. Keep pounding. A reminder for players and fans alike, there are some things more important than football. The Panthers salute our men and women in uniform. This is the Carolina Panthers Television Network, and you've stepped into the huddle. The Panthers Huddle with Ron Rivera.
It is week 11 of the NFL season, and the Carolina Panthers find themselves at a crossroads. With a 2-7 record, you got two choices. You can fold up your beach chair and take it on back to the cottage, or you can grab your surfboard and try to catch a victory wave. This week, the Panthers went to work with one goal in mind: stay afloat and get a win Sunday against Tampa Bay.
You know, we have to do a much better job of focusing in. You know, we know now what they're capable of doing. You know, it was the first game of the season, and you know, they had a new coaching staff. You really ain't know what to expect. But now here we are 10 games into the season. We know what we have to do. You know, defensively, we know what we have to do offensively. And, you know, they caught us off guard, special teams, and they were able to go and block a kick on us last game. So we know we have to do a much better job of coming out and being ready for Tampa.
Hello and welcome into the Panthers Huddle. I'm Mick Mixon. Hey, sometimes you just got to hang in there. We know the season has not gone the way any of us had hoped, but we can tell you there's a coaching staff and there's a roster full of players who are going to give you everything they have on the field on Sunday. Well, we have a lot of ground to cover, so here's our huddle game plan for the next 30 minutes. Coach Rivera is making the changes he feels are necessary to get things turned around on the field. The defense continues to play well, and it faces one talented quarterback after another. And the Panthers are on the prowl with a salute to our men and women wearing our nation's colors. We welcome into the Panthers Huddle now the head coach of the Carolina Panthers, Ron Rivera. Coach, you, your team, your staff, you guys have looked everywhere looking for the consistency that'll get the Panthers back on a winning track. How's your team responded this week?
Well, it's been a good week so far, Mick. You know, we came out Wednesday, did some really good things, and then picked it up on Thursday. And, you know, Friday was one of those days where I think when you hope for as a coach that everything seems to come together, and it did on Friday. So I'm pretty excited about what's going to happen on Sunday.
Really, your team has practiced pretty well all season long, have they not?
They have, Mick. You know, the nice thing is they've been able to keep their focus despite what's happened this year in terms of the tough losses. So I think the big thing that, you know, we've got to make sure we do every week, we come in and we're focused and we're trying to prepare the right way as we get ready to play each Sunday.
Now, Coach Rivera, we've seen this Tampa Bay club. It was opening day at their place. How have they changed and evolved since that meeting?
Well, I think the biggest thing is you watch them offensively, they're a little bit more explosive. You see a lot more throws downfield, and you do see the big runs come from the young running back. I think Martin's a heck of a football player. He's done some really nice things for him, and I think, you know, the big thing we have to do more so than anything else as a defense is to keep them contained. I think defensively for them, you know, they're one of the top teams against the rush. They did some really nice things as far as that's concerned, but they have given up some passing yards, which could bode well for us.
We just got to continue to work. You know, are the odds, you know, against us? Absolutely. But, you know, we continue to believe that we have the people to do it, and we work as hard as we can.
There's not too much more can be said. You got to go out there and play this game. It's a division game, and you know what that means. You know, that's go out there and just play ball.
Is there anything left to talk about? I don't think so. You got to go out and do it now. You know what we got to do? We just got to go make it happen now.
I mean, I feel like it's a good, it's important to make a good showing every game. I mean, we're working on the identity of a team right now, and so at this point, every game is important to give a good showing.
That's just the first quarter of the Panthers Huddle. When we return, Coach and Eugene break down the trigger man for the Panthers' defensive pressure. And later, the Panthers spend the day with the troops at Fort Jackson.
Lane 3 on rappel.
This exclusive presentation of the Carolina Panthers Television Network is brought to you in part by Bank of America. Panthers checking only from Bank of America.
gets set quickly. Snap.
There you go.
Peyton Manning, he's sacked from behind. Fumble the football. Denver falls on it. Panthers jump in, try to take the ball away. And Panther football.
Well, welcome back to the Panthers Huddle. I'm Eugene Robinson. First, the Spikes faces some pretty good quarterbacks. I thought the defense has been doing a great job, particularly on the outside, the defensive ends getting up, and also that defensive line. And, Coach, what I want to go ahead and focus on this deal here is, let me see, stop it right here. I want to focus on, wow, that guy right there. No one gets here, and that guy on the outside. And also, Coach, the tremendous push that you're getting up front in there.
Well, what you really got to start off first and foremost, really, is Eugene, is what started in the back half of what we do defensively. Really what we did was we had a nice disguise going, and because we had a nice disguise and we dropped down late into it, we took away the initial reads for the quarterback, forcing him to hold the ball. The next thing that you sit there and look at is, like you said, what really started up front, and you talk about it, with the push that we're getting right here from our two tackles. What they're doing is they're not allowing the quarterback to step up. Secondly, we got good outside pressure coming from this end. And then, of course, for whatever reason, they turned their protection down and they turned Charles Johnson completely loose, allowing him to get to the quarterback.
And that's just a mistake, and it ends in a sack fumble. But when you go to the end zone shot, you really see the push of the defensive line, because right there, as you draw your guys, look at this. The line of scrimmage coach was back here. And look what your guys are doing up front.
Well, this is what we've been getting all year, especially from Ron Edwards and Dwan Edwards. We're getting great interior push. And what happens with that interior push is, as you go forward, you're taking away the quarterback's ability to step up. And what's happening here is the quarterback is working to this side of the field. And because he's working to this side of the field, it's getting taken away very quickly again now here by Greg Hardy as he squeezes. And I said earlier, for whatever reason, they blew the protection here, turned Charles Johnson loose, and gives him a clear path to the quarterback.
So you're saying this guy right here should have been blocking on Charles Johnson on the side?
Probably, but what would have been nice about it was we would have had 3 one-on-ones, which means somebody will have a chance to win. But again, as I said, the best thing that we did, and we saw it earlier, was that our disguise and then our coverage forced the quarterback to hold the ball a little bit longer than what he really wanted.
And it resulted in a fumble. And then, Coach, this is just a hustle play. No one sees that, but if we stop this play right here, you see your guy getting in there, Hardy, doing a great job.
Most certainly. Greg Hardy has played very well. He and Charles are complementing each other very nicely right now. And again, as I said, the other thing that's been happening is we've been getting great interior push from Dwan and Ron Edwards.
Interior push from the big guys up front.
It really has been a collaborative effort, Eugene, as the Panthers' defensive line has been playing well. On the other side of the ball, the offensive line has been struggling through some injuries and inconsistent play. It started with the loss of All-Pro center Ryan Khalil. He went on IR a couple of weeks ago. You take him out of the wall, and it creates a ripple effect that has yet to settle out. Our Panthers insider, Mike Kraft, spent some time this week with the big men up front.
The Panthers' offensive line needs a spark, and it may come in the form of a former Panther who, let's say, brings a certain edge to the game, Jeremy Bridges. The Panthers signed Bridges after he was waived injured by the Arizona Cardinals after spending the last 3 seasons out west.
Just having him back in the room, having another veteran guy in the room will really help, and he's a guy that knows that he's played 10 years. He knows how to prepare. He knows what's expected and things like that. So just having another veteran example in the room should help a lot.
He was out there, and they want to give him a shot. So I think that's good for us, and some stability, and a guy that's seasoned and knows what it takes.
During his career, which included 3 seasons in Carolina, he became known as a tough, physical player, versatile enough to play a number of positions.
Well, last time you came to Carolina, I know one thing you brought was a little edge. Yeah. To this offensive line. Yeah. There's a need to get nasty, isn't there?
Yeah, I mean, that's the only way to play offensive line, really. It's the only way. You got to get down and dirty. This is not a nice sport, and it's not nice in these trenches. So I think that's the only way to play. You know, not doing anything outside the rules. It's just, you know, finishing a little bit faster. The whistle, getting a couple guys' faces here and there. It's all part of the game. It's fun.
Bridges' arrival comes when the Panthers' offensive line is under siege, fresh off a disappointing performance against Von Miller and the Denver Broncos. They racked up 7 sacks this past Sunday. Now the team that laid out the blueprint to disrupt the Panthers in week one, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, ride into town. In the earlier matchup, the defensive line challenged the Panthers at the point of attack, stifling the running game and pressuring Cam Newton in the pocket. Cam Newton being quarterback, and there's a major investment and a major potential for this team. But number one has to be protected, doesn't he?
He does, man. He's going to be a good one. He's a kid that strives to be, you know, great, and you can watch him and just tell by his body language he hates to fail. So we got to keep him up, keep him standing, and he's going to make plays.
Yeah, they're a high-energy team. They play fast, and you know, we didn't have a lot of success against them the first time we played them, so we need some energy and some edge and try to get after them this time.
What do you have to do differently against them?
We have to run the ball better. We have to pass protect better. I can't really speak for any other position groups, but I know that's what we need to do as an offensive line. We give Cam more time and open some more holes for the backs.
Yellow four. Yellow four.
Besides adding some veteran leadership, time together will help the Cats O-line. This post-Ryan Khalil group will need to become more in tune with each other to begin to make progress. This is Mike Kraft for the Panthers Huddle.
When you can't find the Panthers tickets you want or use the Panthers tickets you bought, buy and sell worry-free with NFL Ticket Exchange at NFL.com. Powered by Ticketmaster. Visit NFL.com/ticket exchange. The Panthers Huddle with Ron Rivera continues with the Bojangles Rewind.
Well, today, John Fox brings his Denver Broncos to Charlotte, and with a future Hall of Fame quarterback and a stingy physical defense, this game crackles with anticipation, plot lines, and electricity. It's nothing personal. It's just that, well, it's personal. Denver blitzes this. Cam Newton, deep drop. Oh, throws left side, left flat, complete. Olsen, he'll score standing up. It's a touchdown.
It was like he's on the left side because he's in the middle of the pack coming in towards the center guard area. Looks like he's blocking on a wham play, and then he sneaks out to the left-hand side on the flat.
Wow. Panthers are on the board. Six plays, 77 yards. Newton to Olsen for the touchdown.
There you go.
Peyton Manning, he's sacked from behind. Follow the football. Denver falls on it. Panthers jump in, try to take the ball away. Yeah. And Panther football. Denver could not cleanly recover the fumble. Intercepted. Down the far sideline and a touchdown, Denver Broncos. And Newton barks out the signals. All out blitz coming. Balls away. Complete left side. Olsen stretching for the end zone. Got a touchdown.
That's been the bright spot today. Greg Olsen, two touchdowns and goes over 100 yards receiving. That's pretty much been the positive.
Dragged down from behind by Von Miller. Ball scraped away from Cam Newton. Picked up by Denver. It is a touchdown. And it is no good. He hooked it to the right. He's sacked at the 31-yard line. Cam Newton has the ball and gets hit. Cam Newton in deep trouble at the goal line. Taken down at the one. Newton with a blitz in his face. It hangs in the pocket. And he's sacked. It's a safety. It has been all Denver today. They have been the class of the field here at the stadium. The unhappy total from Charlotte. Denver 36, Carolina 14.
Now, back to Bank of America Stadium and head coach Ron Rivera.
The head coach of the Carolina Panthers, Ron Rivera, remains with us in the Panthers huddle. Coach, more changes for your team this week. I know it's kind of a hard week for you, making the change with your special teams. What are you looking for out of Rock, your good friend, Coach Rogers?
Well, you know, I think what hopefully Richard will bring to us is a little bit more consistency. I think the hard thing for us as far as what went on with special teams is we weren't as consistent as we would like to. You know, we'd like to see us have a little bit more productivity as far as the kickoff and punt return teams are concerned. And, you know, we gave up a couple of big plays this year. It was a little disappointing. So I think the thing that we're hoping for and we're looking for is for us to be more consistent returning the football and then covering.
Coach, how might Joe Adams play into that, a talented return man? Is he still in your field of vision as far as that goes?
He most certainly is, Mick. I've been watching him very closely the last couple of weeks, and you know he's going to get his opportunity very, very, very soon. I'm pretty excited about what he has done, and I think he's getting his focus. And it was tough on him. You know, early on the season, to turn the ball over the way he did, I think he lost a little bit of his confidence. But he's worked back into favor, I should say, because he's done some really nice things, and not just returning the ball, but playing wide receiver too as well. So there's going to be an opportunity for him very soon.
Now, we have a new old Panther. Jeremy Bridges has rejoined us. What can he possibly give his old team?
Well, what we're hoping for is Jeremy get up to speed very quickly and be part of this rotation we have as far as our offensive line is concerned, because it's kind of offensive line through committee. You know, the one constant for us this year has been Jordan Gross, but we've had to shuffle guys around because of injuries all over the place. So, you know, hopefully he'll be ready to go, be ready to help insert himself in a role that could help us and help us to solidify an offensive line that really has been decimated by injuries.
Coach, what does David Geddes need to do in order to break through that membrane?
Well, I think the biggest thing for David is have his confidence in what he's doing out there. You know, it's been almost a year and a half since he's had an opportunity to really play football. So what we got to do with him is get him focused, get him going, and he's got to be productive right away for us because, you know, we've got a lot of decisions to make in terms of getting young guys opportunities to play football. One of the guys you mentioned was Joe Adams, a guy that's playing a little bit more for us, has been Armani, and he's been solid. So it's exciting to watch the young guys get their opportunities.
You're on the prowl with the Carolina Panthers and Pepsi. Pepsi, born in the Carolinas.
Thank you very much. Thank you for the service, guys. I really appreciate it, guys. Thank you.
With a head coach that grew up as an Army brat and many players with military connections, Service Appreciation Month in the NFL is very special for the Panthers.
Thank you, thank you.
The team makes numerous visits throughout the year to military installations all across the Carolinas. And this past week, a group of players, Top Cats and staff, visited Fort Jackson in Columbia, South Carolina.
This here for the recruits is their main graduation requirement, so they must come down this wall if they plan on graduating basic training. Like I said, it's 40 feet high. Gravity just takes over. They get down nice and quick. So y'all ready to make this happen?
Yeah.
All right, let's move over to the rope corral. We start getting you tied up.
Let's go, Armani.
Let's go.
All right, Armani, I just want to know, when you look back and saw Purr, were you a little nervous?
Yeah, I was quite nervous, you know, because Sir Purr, he can't talk and give me the go-ahead, so I didn't know if he was ready.
Hey!
What do you think, Jeff?
This is pretty sweet.
Go ahead, Chuck.
Hey, lay up and fail.
You earn a lot of respect from these guys, man. You see what they have to go through and the things they do to just prepare themselves, and, you know what I'm saying, go out there and battle, man. You earn a lot of respect from these guys, you know. They're more of a hero than we are, you know.
There you go, Luke.
Lane two, look over your left shoulder. There you go, come on.
You know, it's good. It's kind of one of the themes I think of the Panthers is give back. It's just a great opportunity for kind of see how, you know, other people do things and kind of gets a glimpse of you know, how these troops live and what they do on a daily basis.
The Panthers Huddle continues with your host, Eugene Robinson.
Welcome back to the Panthers Huddle. This Sunday, the Carolina Panthers get another shot at the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and first-year head coach Greg Schiano. The Bucs are on a three-game win streak and have their mind set on a possible wildcard spot. That's crazy. It's time to go into the enemy camp. The Buccaneers are coming off an impressive 34-24 win over the San Diego Chargers. The Bucs' offense was efficient as Josh Freeman threw for 210 yards and two touchdowns. And Doug Martin, he carried the ball 19 times for 68 yards. But it was Tampa's defense and special teams that won the day. Adam Haywood returned a blocked punt for a touchdown in the second quarter. And in the fourth, Leonard Johnson sealed the deal, intercepting this Rivers pass and racing 83 yards for the score. The Buccaneers defense is a kind of Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde unit. The stats say it is one of the worst units in the National Football League, giving up on average more than 400 yards a game. But it's the run defense, which is ranked number one, allowing just 80 yards a game, that keeps them in it. I don't get it.
Well, Coach, with those stats that Eugene just hit us with about the Tampa Bay defense, it seems like their run defense is very, very salty. But what about through the air? Is that an area that the Panthers might be able to exploit?
I think we can, Mick. You know, last time we played them, we had some success throwing the ball as well. They were stingy against the run against us. But, you know, the big thing that we were able to do was make some plays downfield. Unfortunately, we gave up a couple plays as well. They got to our quarterback, put a little bit of pressure on him. We did throw a couple interceptions, which were unfortunate. But I think the big thing that we got to do more than anything else is just be consistent. You know, we weren't very consistent last week against Denver. And this week, I think consistency is going to be very, very important.
And, Coach, well, we've seen some improved play with the quarterback position, Josh Freeman particularly. He's done an outstanding job, 262 yards against the Vikings. And I want to go ahead and stop it here, first of all, Coach. And I just want to take a look at this guy right here who's doing a tremendous job of throwing the ball, but also fooling people with the tone and tilt of his shoulders. He does a good job. Can you take us through just, you got a three-man route, and the ball's going to come over to that to this side of the field?
Well, as you said, Eugene, probably the one thing he's done, he's managed their offense very, very well. And especially down in the red zone, you see some of the things that he's done nicely. But what's really happening on this play, you look at it, is that he gets an awful lot of time as well. These guys up front do a nice job, form a real good pocket, which allows him to go through his progression. Because as you watch, he'll go from this side to this side and then throw the touchdown pass over here. So you'll see that as the play goes.
And I want to stop it right here. We're always talking about tone and tilt of the quarterback's shoulders, and this is exactly what I mean by tone and tilt. The tone tells you the direction the ball should be going in. So we're looking at this part. This looks like this should be all in this area right in here. The ball should be going in that area of the field. The tilt tells you how far the ball is going down the field. That's a low tilt. So I already know, Coach, that ball is going to be hit down here somewhere low on a receiver that's going to come out open somewhere in this area. And as we go ahead and clear the field, Coach, you see exactly, tone and tilt, boom.
Yeah, and as you look at it again, probably the biggest thing and the biggest reason for that, Eugene, was he had enough time to get to his third read. When the routes first came out, his first read was towards the flat, towards the seam, and then back across the hash. And anytime a quarterback can go 1, 2, 3 and have that much time to throw a touchdown pass, you got to put that one squarely on the pass rush.
So it's the Panthers and the Buccaneers, an NFC South matchup right here at Bank of America Stadium. Kickoff is scheduled for a couple of minutes after 1 o'clock. If you're coming to the stadium, you just have one job, and it's an easy one. Come early so you can avoid the crowds and get some pregame excitement going. Fox Sports has the TV pictures, but as always, we encourage you to join us on the radio side. Jeannie Robb, the Zoke, and me will have our call on your local Panthers radio network stations. So, Coach, you desperately want to give the Panther fans something to cheer about on Sunday. What's a key or two that you're incubating in your mind that it's going to take for the Panthers to win this game?
Well, the biggest thing, Mick, is we've got to make plays when we get the opportunity. Whether they're big throws, big runs, big tackles, big sacks, or interceptions, we've got to make plays. I mean, as you go through the season and look at things that have happened to us, it really boils down to us making big plays when we get those opportunities.
All right, it ought to be fun. For Coach Rivera, for Eugene Robinson, I'm Mick Mixon. Good luck against the Buccaneers, Coach. And for our entire Huddle crew, thanks for spending time with us. And we'll see you next week right here inside the Panthers Huddle.
You've been watching the Panthers Huddle, a copyrighted presentation of the Carolina Panthers and the NFL.